A very warm welcome to you on Radio Manavrachna 107.8 FM. My dear friends, this is Shima Farooqi and I have with me retired Wing Commander Mr. Inderjeet Balla, who is the Chairman and Managing Director, Wings Automobile Products Private Limited. A very warm welcome to you, sir.
Thank you.
My dear friends, there is a very interesting topic that we are going to touch today, and this topic is prevailing all the world, but particularly in India, it is growing day by day, and we are talking about terrorism. Terrorism, though, is a world phenomena, but today we have a very interesting topic that Mr. Balla has come up with, which we will be talking about, which is the understanding terrorism and methodology to liquidate terrorism in India. Sir, before we go ahead with the topic, we would first like to know the basic definition of terrorism. What do you think basically terrorism is all about?
Terrorists strike those people with whom they don't have any enmity. Mm-hmm. As such, they want to attack a certain system, a certain environment, a certain class of people. Maybe they are very poor. Maybe society has misbehaved with them. Maybe there are other reasons for them to behave in the manner they do.
Mm-hmm. And at the same time, I would like to know, sir, rather our listeners would like to know, what is the difference between terrorist and a criminal? Or we can say in a wider aspect, if we talk, what is the difference between the terrorism and the crime?
The crime is perpetuated against an enemy, your enemy. You think somebody has done bad to you, and you want to do hisab kitab of that. Whereas the terrorist doesn't know whom he is harming. He is only harming a particular class of people, a particular nation's people, a particular community. He is just harming them, having no enmity as such against them. But because the terrorist has felt that the environment in which he has grown is not conducive to his happiness.
Therefore, can we say that terrorism is not only and only religious, but it has many other factors related to it?
That is very true. It is not religious alone. It is certainly not religious. Some people may be doing terrorism because of so many reasons. For example, in our northeastern states, there are people who have emerged from our own country, mm-hmm. and they are behaving like terrorists. They are behaving their own community, their own countrymen.
Certainly, sir. And can you give us a little brief about the history of terrorism, where exactly it started from? As far as I'm concerned, as far as I have read about terrorism, it has come to my knowledge that terrorism has started many years back. In the ancient times itself, terrorism started when the zoologists tried to attack different communities, and then there were certain, even in Islam, there were two different communities, they tried to attack each other. So could you give us a little brief about the history of terrorism?
I wouldn't be able to pinpoint the day terrorism started. It has happened in various countries at various times. It happened in USA through 9/11.
Mm-hmm.
So it happened in India in a very bad fashion on 26th of November 2008. So terrorists may strike you due to number of reasons. Reasons cannot be pinpointed, but it is very important that the society must behave in a manner that a person does not feel that the person has been belittled.
Certainly. Mr. Balla, our idea is to aware people against terrorism, and let's hope that with our question answer session, we'll be able to some extent aware the people. Sir, we are talking to you about terrorism, understanding terrorism and methodology to liquidate terrorism in India. One important question that is coming to my mind is that what could be the reasons for terrorism and effective steps to obliterate terrorism?
Terrorism is one of the most serious problems, not only in India, but also many other countries in the world are facing it.
Mm-hmm.
The main problem to which people transcend to terrorist activities is poverty, lack of moral values,
right,
politics, and many other issues.
Certainly.
Nobody is born terrorist. situation around the people make them to indulge in terrorism.
Certainly.
Government should try to make our judicial system more powerful. Those who carry out such activities should be punished as early as possible. Efforts must be put in to record why terrorist attributes were registered in them.
Mm-hmm.
The reasons could be for money, for taking revenge,
mm-hmm.
or simply persons may not be satisfied with the environment they exist in.
And therefore they indulge in terrorist activities, which we have to get rid of. Another question about terrorism is prevailing in my mind, and I would definitely want Mr. Bhalla, who is an expert and has been working on this liquidating terrorism in India for many years now, I would like to ask him that, so could you advise us about where all terrorism took place in India and due to who? Was it Indians? And do you think Pakistan at any time helped India to contain Sikh militant terrorism?
The terrorists struck on May 13th,
mm-hmm.
2008 at Jaipur through 6 serial blasts. On July 25, 2008 at Bangalore through 8 serial blasts. And on July 26, 2008 at Ahmedabad through 17 serial blasts.
My God.
At Ahmedabad, 2 serial blasts occurred in hospitals.
Mm-hmm.
In November 26 to November 29, 2008, a coordinated series of attacks at Hotel Taj in Mumbai and other places in Mumbai took place.
Right, sir.
On July 13, 2011, 3 coordinated bomb blasts at different locations in Mumbai. In Mumbai alone, 731 people have been killed through terrorist attacks. On December 13, 2001, terrorists attacked the Parliament of India, resulting in a 45-minute gun battle in which 9 policemen and Parliament staff were killed. All 5 terrorists were also killed by the security forces and were identified as Pakistani nationals.
Right.
Here you can see Pakistan helped in perpetuating terrorism in the country.
Right.
The terrorists set off massive blasts and used AK-47 rifles,
mm-hmm.
explosives and grenades for the attacks.
Mm-hmm.
See, grenades and these such rifles are supplied by the system from Pakistan.
Right.
Senior ministers and over 200 members of parliament were inside the central hall of parliament when the attack took place.
Mm-hmm.
Security personnel sealed the entire premises, which saved many lives.
Sir, here one question is arising in my mind, which I would like to ask you. Like you said that these AK-47 rifles, explosives, grenades are brought to India through Pakistan or whatever. I mean, but what is the way? How do they traffic it? Is it possible that they are actually sending these materials to India? Or is it possible that they send the people to India first and then these are arranged, these explosives, guns and other stuff is arranged in India for them? How does it happen? How does it take?
Something may be arranged in India.
Right.
And there could be other means when the terrorists are crossing the border. Border is hundreds of kilometers long.
Mm-hmm.
And when they are crossing, they could be carrying some of these guns, the grenades. Grenade is a very small item.
Mm-hmm.
And so many more things. Additionally, some of their contacts in India may also be helping them.
Right. And sir, one question that also comes to my mind is that when this attack on Taj in Mumbai took place, when they caught this boy who was attacking, who was the terrorist, and why could they not find out where exactly he got the explosive from? But let's be realistic about the fact that he could have not been able to traffic all this material with him, so much of it, from Pakistan to India. Obviously, he must have got help from some Indians here who helped him get the explosives and which he used for attacking the Taj. Therefore, why till now do we not know where exactly it came from? How did we get involved into it? Why are we not getting into the core of this terrorism and trying to finish it?
It is very important that we are together.
Right.
I shall be discussing this aspect also in proper details.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Kassab's interrogation took number of days.
Mm-hmm.
And the Indian government spent hundreds of crores of rupees to interrogate him. Information should be available with the government. Now, how much the government acts on the information in their possession, only the government could reply it. Such information must be judiciously used to ensure that such things do not keep on happening or perpetuating.
Certainly.
On October 29, 2005, three explosives went off in the Indian capital of New Delhi, which killed more than 60 people
mm-hmm.
and injured at least 200 others.
Right.
It was a deadly attack. On September 13, 2008, five bomb blasts went off in New Delhi.
Mm-hmm.
On September 7, 2011, bombing took place through a bomb suspected to be planted in briefcase outside gate number 5 of Delhi High Court.
Right.
This resulted in killing 12 people and injuring 76. This was a very deadly attack.
Right.
The Sikhs form a majority in Punjab. The Sikhs felt discriminated by majority community and created hopes for formation of Khalistan, a movement which was pursued by Jarnail Singh Bhindranwale.
Right.
Pakistan exploited this situation by giving support to militants. In 1984, Operation Blue Star was conducted by the Indian government
mm-hmm.
in which an assault through Indian Army was carried out in Golden Temple.
Right, sir. Before we go ahead, one more question is coming up in my mind, and I just want to know a little bit about this. That they say that Bhindranwale was created by the government itself. Is it a fact?
No, not to my knowledge. He might have been initially created, but thereafter he was a man of the Khalistan system. Actually, he personally himself did not believe in Khalistan,
mm-hmm.
but the circumstances pursued thereafter made some changes in Bhindranwale.
And what is this Khalistan? What was the ideology of Khalistan as compared to the others?
Ideology is like India was India.
Mm-hmm.
India was converted into India and Pakistan.
Right.
Then India and Pakistan were converted into India, Pakistan and Bangladesh.
Mm-hmm.
Now India can also be converted into India and Khalistan.
Mm-hmm.
This has not happened. This is being controlled. Sikhs have also realized
mm-hmm.
they are our brethren.
Right.
They are our people and they don't indulge in such things, the whole lot of them.
Certainly.
There can be some misguided people who do all this.
Right, sir. Let's go ahead.
In the assault in the Golden Temple,
mm-hmm.
74 hours of fight continued.
Mm-hmm.
The army successfully took control of Golden Temple.
Mm-hmm.
Through this assault, 83 army personnel were killed and 249 were injured.
Mm-hmm.
Militant casualties were 493 killed and 86 injured. Mrs. Indira Gandhi was assassinated by two Sikh bodyguards.
Mm-hmm.
As a result, widespread anti-Sikh riots spread, especially in New Delhi.
Mm-hmm.
By 1988, Punjab police, first under Julio Ribeiro and then under KPS Gill, together with the Indian Army, eventually succeeding pushing the Khalistan movement underground.
Right, sir.
In 1985, Sikh terrorists on an Indian flight from Canada to India
mm-hmm.
struck terrorist attack killing all 329 people on board Air India Flight 182. It was the worst terrorist act in Canada history.
My God.
The Khalistan insurgency got controlled when the then Prime Minister of Pakistan, Benazir Bhutto, handed all intelligence material concerning Punjab militancy to the Indian government as a goodwill gesture.
Mm-hmm.
See, mark here, right, Pakistan can be our friend also.
Yes, exactly.
The Indian government used that intelligence to put those over behind attacks in Indian and militancy. The ending of six militancies in 1993 led to a period of relative calm, punctuated by militant acts.
Mm-hmm.
For example, the assassination of Punjab Chief Minister Bhagat Singh in 1995,
right,
attributed to half a dozen Sikh militants.
Mm-hmm.
There are many militant organizations.
Mm-hmm.
These organizations include Barbar Khalsa, International Khalistan Commando Force,
mm-hmm,
Khalistan Liberation Force, and Khalistan Zindabad Force.
Right, sir. Yes, you have been telling us about this, how Pakistan can be helpful also to us and can be dangerous for us also. We have got many more questions to ask you. Once again, this is Shima Farooqi with you, and I have with me retired Wing Commander Mr. Inderjeet Bhalla, who is the Chairman and Managing Director, Wings Automobile Products Private Limited. Sir, you have been telling us about how to liquidate terrorism in India, and now the question prevailing in my mind is about this, that what exactly could be the size of terrorists? And what are the resources for any terrorist in India?
As per assessment of journalists, politicians,
mm-hmm,
and Indian society, terrorists keep on planning to attack many towns in India.
Right, sir.
The terrorists appear to be big in numbers,
mm-hmm,
spread all over India.
Right.
Please remember, they are spread all over in India and they are big in numbers.
Right, sir.
They have sound financial resources at their command.
And
please think over where they get such sound financial resources.
Exactly. That is one very important question.
Their technological preparation, including communication and planning skills for acts of terrorism, are rated high.
Right.
The manner and speed with which the terrorists are attacking at various cities in the country, including in hospitals, in addition to their big numbers and sound financial resources, makes the total situation in India almost warlike.
Right. Sir, you have yourself said that we need to keep our mind focused on the financial situation. How do they control this? Where do the finances come from, sir?
It is believed that ISI from Pakistan helps them financially tremendously. And there is an Indian Mujahideen sect of people. They evolve various methods to get money into the country and help the terrorists in perpetuating terrorism in the country.
Certainly, but can there be any other resource also, if we not talk of particularly the, let's say, Sikh militants or the Muslim militants, if we talk in a general, wider aspect of terrorism prevailing in India, who can be the resources?
Each and every Indian. I will be talking in detail on this. That is the manner in which I feel the whole lot of us must become aware of the problem that are facing the country.
Another question prevailing in my mind is, how are Indians in general disposed to terrorist activities which appear warlike? Mr. Inderjeet Bhalla, could you please give an insight on this situation?
India has tremendous population. The combined behavioral pattern of the population could be improved to squarely face terrorists and their activities in an organized manner as to obliterate the terrorists. It is the experience of Indians that mothers, fathers, wives and other near relations part with their kith and kin and part with their jewelry to fare a war securely even at the cost of lives of their kith and kin. Such acts are there to bring laurels to the country at any cost to each family. Therefore, the country is prepared to face the terrorists for their ultimate liquidation, since a warlike situation has emerged in India. With warlike situation having emerged, it is important that we collectively function in a manner as to know each other and as to behave in a systematized manner with a strong body and mind. For behaving in a systemized manner, our body faculties will have to be high. To achieve this, all those who are able-bodied could rise to do exercise at 5 a.m. each day, along with known small group of people living around their places of residence. A tannoy system. In the Indian Air Force, we had a tannoy system to give an indication to the pilot to get into the aeroplane and be airborne to face the enemy aircraft. Right. So that tannoy system can be evolved in each locality, could alarm the people to get up and get together in their areas. The able-bodied people unitedly carry out exercise in a military-like formation. This exercise could be running, jumping on the spot, and some similar easy efforts. Additionally, the group will talk on any observations the previous day and recommend actions during the current day.
Right, sir. And that will be very, very helpful for Indians also.
Such efforts together will imbibe a spirit of togetherness and a spirit to understand the country's terrorist problem together. It may be recorded that the North Vietnam people functioned in similar fashion to almost force a sense of defeat of the powerful Americans who had to leave North Vietnam in an extremely embarrassed state. The Americans had fought with them for over 16, 17, 18 years.
Certainly, sir. There is one more question that is coming up in my mind, and I would like to know a little bit from you on this issue also, that what systemized methods could be evolved to rid India of terrorism through Indian functioning like a cohesive Indian body to get rid of perceived ugly situations?
The life spirit of togetherness will have a detrimental effect on the huge congregation of terrorists. Mm-hmm. Who may get earmarked and caught by the group's individuals. This will certainly lower their attacking prowess, which may keep dwindling as to disappear over a period of time. We Indians must make personal efforts to improve upon roads and surrounding cleanliness.
Certainly.
The effort is possible once the nation embarks on self and collective evolution of discipline.
Right, sir.
Development for uplift of our total society and be in a fitting condition against the terrorizing persons. A cumulative effort together must show on roads. A civic sense must generate in each one of us as to give respect of right to others. We must move on roads lane-wise. Mm-hmm. Movement of the traffic will generate a general sense of appreciation for each other, since impinging on others' rights will get reduced and eventually terminated. Such efforts over a period of time will reduce untoward accident on roads and would certainly result in reducing carbon emissions. Mm-hmm. Most important, this will also bring a sense of togetherness for collective effort against terrorism. Mm. Most of the actions by the Indians in general are not impressive. It is very important that our method of sitting, walking, carrying out conversations in a group should be sharp. This should be noticed on observing Europeans and Americans for such action. Even while walking, our feet should pass each other in a sharp manner as to be along the direction in which we are moving and not in an angular fashion. The very fact of discipline in our actions will imbibe a spirit of self-esteem in addition to appreciation of our functioning as a group, which is requirement to fight terrorism.
Certainly.
The policemen do not have shapely bodies in general. Again, their body movements are not sharp and tend to be lethargic.
Mm-hmm.
The policeman must become an example for others to emulate. This is easily feasible since they undergo parade in formation. If such is not the case, the policemen must be made to realize that their lethargic efforts tarnish the society in general, which is against the requirement to fight terrorism by almost each and every one able-bodied person.
Right, sir.
The cases in court keep pending for very long periods.
Very true.
In spite of spirited, fair attitude of judges, the pendency of cases in courts have detrimental effect on society in general. Judiciary must become awake to the requirement of fast results of cases to reduce stress and strain of society undergoing proceedings of cases in courts. To overcome terrorism, the society must be freed from stress and strain wherever possible as to be vigilant against terrorists and their actions. The politicians need to attend to their responsibilities and to establish in the minds of public at large that they are aware of the problems being faced by the society. So far, the public believes that the politicians are not performing their responsibility. This information percolates through almost all news channels and has an adverse effect on minds of society in totality. With warlike situation having emerged due to actions of terrorists, the politicians must now carry out their responsibility with dignity and effort and become an example for citizens to emulate them.
One last question that is coming up in my mind, Mr. Balla, is that what would be the impact of cohesive actions to get rid of terrorism on India's neighbors such as Pakistan and China?
It is my considered opinion that the evolution of total Indian society to liquidate terrorism in India could have impact to reduce Pakistani and Chinese threats also. In fact, our relations with these stated two countries may grace improvement because of our discipline and organized behavior pattern as to emerge a total mentally effective, health-wise productive Indian society. This should reduce terrorism. This should improve relations with our neighbors, and active efforts must be made in this direction.
Certainly, Mr. Balla, it was very important for us to know about terrorism and how to liquidate terrorism from India. And because terrorism has become a menace for us today, we need to get rid of it. It was very, very nice of you to come here and give us so much information about terrorism. Thanks a lot.
Thank you very much. I enjoyed this talk and I am very, very keen that our society must begin to think cohesively. Getting up early morning is not a difficult process. It is the mental structure that you have to properly shape. And once you get together, you come to know all the problems, and maybe in your business also you may do better.
Let's keep these things in our mind and start a new day from tomorrow onwards. Do not go anywhere, my dear friends. You have to stay tuned to Radio Manavrachna 107.8 FM. Mr. Balla and I would take a leave from here for now, but we hope that there would be many more discussions that we can come up with and talk to you about. Thank you very much.